When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jam's Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
Fly Jam's Friday. Get your requests in now. R&B, Funky Friday, 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. And we got the news coming up next, and then we'll get right into the Fly Jams. Yeah. A little Usher. Burn, man. He's very sincere in the video and sad. He's sad, Usher. All right.
That was post-Chili, though, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I believe so. All right, that was Usher, and it's Fly Jams Friday. 312-981-7200. DJ Shagru is here.
Next time we do Out of Habits, I'll have to remember Usher is notorious for saying his name twice in every song he sings. You know, he says Usher, and then under his breath he goes, Usher. So anytime...
Wait, he does that in every song?
Almost every song. And so every time my friends and I hear the word Usher said by somebody else underneath our breath, we will say Usher.
Usher. Usher.
Usher.
Usher.
Usher. Man, this is going to go on for 5 hours now. I think we can, yeah, we could just continue to do this till five if that's what you want. I didn't know that. That's see, you learn something new every day on this show. I was just scrolling around on the intranets, Dan.
Yes.
Did you know that Bill Murray and his brothers are opening a Caddyshack restaurant?
I saw that headline.
Do you know where it's opening?
I do not.
In the Crown Plaza O'Hare, where Flashback Weekend is every year.
Oh, there you go.
But it opens in December, so it won't be around in August when we're there. But that's pretty cool, a Caddyshack-themed restaurant. And the Murray brothers are opening it. That's a lovely thing. All right. All right, Fly Jam Friday here, 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Yeah, hey, speaking of Rosemont, I just want to mention Tuesday night, I am speaking, Yeah, I will be speaking, but I am hosting a screening of National Lampoon's Vacation, the original National Lampoon's Vacation from 1983. Absolutely hilarious movie, one of Chevy Chase's funniest performances, directed by the great Harold Ramis, one of the funniest things that John Hughes has ever written. And it's going to be on the big screen, $14 to get in. Parking and popcorn free. Parking and popcorn free. It's Tuesday night, the 11th, this Tuesday. Movie will start at 8. You can get there at 7, have some dinner. And then at 8 o'clock, we'll all go into the beautiful big premiere theater, sit in the giant love seats with an unbelievable amount of legroom. And we will watch National Lampoon's Vacation on the big screen. Starts at 8. I'll introduce it, and then afterwards we'll have like a little talk afterwards, and I'll give you some stories behind the scenes stuff. It is such a hilarious movie. If you've never seen it on the big screen, we're going to have a nice 4K digital print of it. And so that's going to be this Tuesday, the 11th. And you also have the dine-in option where you can order food from your seat without even getting up out of the theater, and it will be brought to you, and you can eat right there. So we've got that option as well. $14 to get in. Again, free popcorn, free parking. And you can go to Fandango.com to reserve your seats. You should do that right now, Fandango.com. You go to the seating chart, pick the seats that you want. They'll be waiting for you on Tuesday night. So this Tuesday, it starts at 8, National Lampoon's Vacation with Chevy Chase and Randy Quaid, Beverly D'Angelo, John Candy, Eugene Levy. A really, really, really hilarious movie. So it's this Tuesday, and I can make the announcement soon, Dan. We got confirmation. We will indeed have the star of one of the movies that we're screening in August.
Very excited.
That person will be there live. So I'll give you all the details as soon as they. I have to tease it now because you know, but it's going to happen. It's going to happen, and it's going to be a let me just say it's going to be a blast. A blast. So, but anyway, this Tuesday, come and see Vacation. All right, Esmeralda, I'll tell you off the air who the what's going on.
Yeah,
because it's pretty cool. It's actually really cool.
Okay.
Yeah, It's going to be fun. All right, so yeah, well let's go to some fly jams. Do you enjoy fly jams? Because I enjoy fly jams.
Of course.
All right, well then John enjoys this fly jam. That was when he was Little Stevie Wonder.
Mm.
He was billed as Little Stevie Wonder.
Little, L-I-T-T-L-E?
Yeah, no.
Or L-I-L?
No, L-I-L didn't come into the vernacular until like the 80s.
Little Stevie Wonder.
He was Little Stevie Wonder. Mm. I don't know how old he was there. He was in his teens.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But it's, you know, because wow. People, when you find out, how old is, he's got to be what, 70? Stevie Wonder?
Oh, no. Oh.
Because you think he's older than he is. When you hear how old he is, because he's been, you know, in the music business for such a long time.
Mm-hmm. 67.
60, see, that's what I'm saying. 67 years old.
Would not guess that.
I would think much older. But he, like, started, he was like 14, I think, or 13 when he started.
He was 12 on that track.
12. He was 12.
Yeah. I was doing nothing near what he was doing 12. At 12.
I had my finger up my nose at 12, and I was watching the Three Stooges.
Yep.
Okay. 12. All right. Let's go to the phones. Here's Fly Jam Bob. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
Glad you enjoyed my Triple Play Thursday selection.
Well, I appreciate
birthday.
That. Thank you. Yes.
It was a little like getting to come to your on-air party.
Yeah.
Anyway, here's a belated birthday gift for you, a cover of your favorite Beatles song by one of your favorite guitar players.
Okay. That Bob,
Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, that's Hendrix. Wow.
Yep.
I'm wondering how Mitch Mitchell was able to do that drum beat, considering in the track is played backwards. In the
really,
he did a nice job. Mitch Mitchell did a nice job recreating that drum track.
Yes.
Yeah. No. That's
hey, can
cool.
you believe not one of the 2016 World Champs is on the All Star game?
Yeah.
All Star team.
Yeah. Did you,
that's the first time that's ever happened.
Did you see John Jay's pitching debut?
Yes, I did. Unbelievable. That was really funny. And the funniest part was when they missed him. I mean,
yeah.
I could have hit those balls.
He was throwing, like, I think they said he topped out at 40. I think he topped out at, like, 40 miles per hour.
Well, at least we don't have to waste any time watching the All-Star game.
Yeah, well. Yeah, unless they put Wade in.
But last year we had the whole infield. And
I know.
That was the first time that happened.
Yeah,
too.
I know. It's been a weird year for the Cubs, Bob.
Yes,
It's been a very.
Hey, do you know what a trombone player uses to make that sad trombone sound?
What?
He uses a toilet plunger without the stick.
Yeah, the plunger on the yeah.
Oh. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Cool. Thank you, Bob.
All right.
Take care. See ya. Bob giving us toilet plunger information this morning.
I was hoping it was a joke.
Yeah, I thought
I was like,
it sounded like a setup for a joke, didn't
it?
I was getting ready. I was getting ready for that, but it was an actual fact.
Actual fact.
Yeah. all right. That's right. Fly Jams Friday, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Studio, 7-4 of the Trip Tower. Here till 5 is Steve Grzanich. Will be here with the opening bell at 5, followed by Steve Cochran at 6. Is that the only time the two of them did a song together? Because that's Michael and Janet. Michael and Janet Jackson.
I can't think of another one if there is.
Mark Romanek directed that video. And I mention that because Mark Romanek is responsible for some of the greatest videos ever made. And he went on to make films, too. He's directed some really interesting movies, Mark Romanek. But he that's a great video. So the Scream video, it's a tremendous video. It's,
and for a while, the most expensive.
Yeah, yeah. And they both look great in it. They both look really cool. Janet looks hot in that video. Well, she looks hot in almost all the videos. But that video is really cool. But Mark Romanek is also responsible for some of the really – he directed Express Yourself, Madonna.
Mm-hmm.
He directed Bedtime Story, which is my favorite Madonna video.
Nice.
And my favorite album is Bedtime Stories. But that video is so creepy and weird.
Yeah.
And she's like floating down the little kids, and then her eyes are her mouths are her eyes.
And they got doves.
I love that video,
Birth
man.
Birth and Doves.
I love that video. And he also directed Criminal with
Fiona Apple.
Yeah. Which is, that is really a video. That's a great video.
Yeah.
And like unsettling.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know, when I'd watch it, I'd be like, man, I think I should take a shower right now after watching this. It just seems really ill. There's something really illegal about it.
Right.
It just, and I love that song. And that's one of my favorite. But Mark Romanek is one of those guys. If you were to look back at lists of some of the best videos of all time, mm-hmm. that guy's responsible for them.
Yeah, I miss.
Fincher directed a bunch of great videos, too.
Yeah, I miss good videos.
Yeah. No, you know what? Fincher did Express Yourself, I think. Fincher directed Express Yourself, because Fincher started out directing, you know, videos.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you know, he's gone on to be one of the greatest filmmakers ever. So, see? You get a good start. All right. Let's see. Here's Mike on WGN. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Nick. How you doing?
All right.
Didn't Mark Romanek do 1 hour photo?
He did do 1 hour photo with Robin Williams. He did.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's made a few interesting movies. He directed some TV episodes as well. He did some television work as well.
Okay.
And I'm just a little bit disappointed that his film career has kind of stalled, because I thought he was a really, really incredibly interesting visual stylist. All right.
Okay. Yeah. Last week, in passing, Flyjam Bob kind of mentioned, he played the Times. And he mentioned how they had a hit in the 60s and then have another hit, top 10 hit until the 70s.
Right.
He also talked about Gene Chandler. But I had an issue with that, because Gene Chandler still had quite a few hits in the 60s. In fact, in 1967, he had two hits on two different labels. Chicago labels, Checker and Brunswick. And the tune I have here is To Be a Lover, which is on the Brunswick label. I think concurrently he still had a hit on Checker with The Girl Don't Care. And he had quite a few hits on Black Radio. And and he also produced... He was also producing Mel and Tim, who did Backfield in Motion, which I think he played on Fridays quite some time
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But this is To Be a Lover, Gene
right.
Chandler.
Great song. All right, here we go.
Is this the price? Just what you wanted.
That's a great song, Mike.
A great song.
It is a truly great song. Outstanding.
You know, it may not have been top 10, but it did hit the pop chart.
There you go.
I think as high as number 22 or something.
All right. In Esmeralda's world, that's not a hit.
I know. You forget it. Anybody did it.
Yep. If it didn't hit number one, it wasn't a hit.
I'm a harsh mistress.
That's
when
right.
it comes to that.
Yeah. All right, Mike. Have a great weekend, buddy.
You too, buddy.
All right, man. See you later. All right. Here's Bob on WGN. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Nick. How you doing?
All right, man.
Good. I'm going with the Reverend Al Green, my all-time favorite Motown star. And I won't go with the obvious. Let's Stay Together. Another good one for me, anyway, is Still in Love with You.
It's a great song. Here we go.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, of course, you know the story of me. One of my massive regrets in life was during my honeymoon when we had a chance, my first ex-wife and I had a chance to see Al Green preach, and we didn't go to his church because we were both a little hungover from the night before.
That would have helped you.
So stupid.
Would have yanked the hangover out of you.
So stupid. All right. Thanks, Bob. Here's Ike. Ike, what do you got?
Okay, here, hey, Nick, happy birthday to you, man.
Thank you.
I have a good one. This is one of my top favorite love songs. Shantae Moore, Love's Taken Over.
All right, let's hear it. Yeah. Fly Jam, Shantae Moore. All right, Ike. Cool. Hey, oh, Bennett, the Business of Funk. Bennett, the Business of Funk, Wake Night. Very tall, very white, but very funky. He's got a request. Shall we hear it, DJ Shagru?
I want to break free.
Okay. Now listen, I adore that song. I adore Queen. Freddie Mercury was the greatest lead singer in the history and frontman of rock.
Mm-hmm.
That is not a fly jam. It's awesome. It's not a fly jam. So, do you remember the video?
No.
Oh God, it's so good. It's so good. It's him in drag, but he had the mustache. And it's him, like, vacuuming and like, doing household chores and stuff.
Maybe.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Vaguely.
It's fantastic. Because he's all in drag, but he's got the Freddie Mercury mustache. Yeah. But it's great. All right. Here's Steve. And opening bell is coming up.
We're going to have a meeting right after the show today, so we'll take care of that.
Okay.
Don't worry about it. No, seriously. Coming up next on the opening bell, we're going to check in our portfolios with Paul Nolte. He's here. And then yesterday, the big budget approved by the General Assembly. We'll talk over the tax part of it with the Tax Policy Institute of Illinois. All coming to Illinois Policy next on the opening bell.
All right. Thank you, Steve. Have a great weekend. Okay. Hey, I'll see you Monday.
See you Monday.
And we'll tell you all about Spider-Man.
Oh, very nice.
Spider-Man Homecoming.
Yes.
I hear it's really good. I'm very excited about it.
I heard that, too.
Okay. All right, Esmeralda. See you later.
See ya.
Also, I want to mention really quickly that I'm going to see Baby Driver for a second time and eating at Gale Street Inn for my birthday. And it's going to be an awesome weekend. So we'll see you Monday. All right, listen to this.